USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Churches across the country are bracing for protests from pro-abortionists on Mother's Day. This as protests took place across the country on Saturday after a Supreme Court leak shows that the High Court is thinking about overturning Roe v. Wade, which has allowed American women to get abortions for almost half a century. Regarding what the illegally leaked opinion means, Chris Scalia, son of late Justice Antonin Scalia, reminds everyone.
Overturning Roe does not mean banning abortion across America, as many people seem to believe. It means that people actually get to vote on the issue, which is how it should be.
President Biden joining other G7 leaders taking part in a virtual summit on Sunday. The White House saying the group of leaders will demonstrate Western unity against Russia. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Americans are opening up their wallets to celebrate mom.
The National Retail Federation says we'll spend close to $32 billion for Mother's Day this year. That's more than $3.5 billion higher than last year. Retail expert Marshall Cohen told CBS News that inflation has changed the dynamic to the point that some people will have sticker shock.
You should expect to see a slight increase. You know, throughout the pandemic, we had already had increases in the flower business. Absolutely, don't be surprised when you go in and you go to get some flowers, you're going to see some higher prices.
There is also an uptick in meal prices, flowers, cards, and jewelry. Consumers are expected to spend a record average of $245 each. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A long-shot horse is waking up Sunday as this year's winner of the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike had odds of 80-1 heading into the race at Churchill Downs in Louisville on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At least 32 people are dead after a massive explosion at a hotel in Havana, Cuba. The Cuban presidential office saying 64 people are being hospitalized for injuries and 19 are still missing after Friday's blast, and that rescue efforts are ongoing. Officials say the explosion at the historic Hotel Saratoga appears to have been triggered by a gas leak. President Joe Biden says a tax proposal from Republican Senator Rick Scott could see the end of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The Republican senator from Florida tells Fox News that his plan is not to get rid of those programs, it's to fix them before they go bankrupt.
Let's fix these programs so they last. People paid into these programs. They paid into Medicare. They paid into Social Security. What the Democrats are doing or what Joe Biden is doing, he just keeps passing the buck and watching these plans go bankrupt.
While certain Medicare and Social Security trust funds are on track to be depleted by 2034, there's still enough tax revenue to continue paying most benefits for decades beyond that. In sports news, the Milwaukee Bucks have a 2-1 lead in their second-round series with the Boston Celtics. The Bucks winning 103-101 Saturday against Boston in Game 3. And the green flag drops just after 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.